shipwreck is about 80 miles west of Wrangell, close to Coronation Island. Local fisherman Gig Decker first dove at the site in the 90s. He's a member of UCHART, or the Underwater Cultural Heritage Archaeological Research Team, which has been investigating the site for a few years now. Decker says the team had a goal in mind for this last dive: to recover the ship's bell. He says a biologist found the bell at the site a few years ago and they wanted to recover it for conservation purposes.
For shipwreck enthusiasts, the bell is as important as the anchor. It's a very important part of it.
The Star of Bengal sank almost 120 years ago. The vessel was heading from Wrangell back to San Francisco when it wrecked during a storm. The UCHART team shipped the vessel's bell to Texas A&M Conservation Lab with the intention to preserve it at the Wrangell Museum in the future. The group wrote about the bell on their Facebook page. It says, quote, "Watching it breaking the surface after 117 years underwater was an emotional moment. Once the conservation is completed, we will hear the voice of the ship again," end quote. Decker says they also located other artifacts, the debris pile, the anchor, and the chain. But there's something else that's more pressing on his mind.
The thing that we're more interested in than anything is the fact that the majority of the Asians that died on the wreck were locked in the forward hold. And, of course, there's been a lot of testimony both ways about whether they were locked down or not.
Researchers found that over 100 cannery workers, mostly Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino, perished in the boat, while roughly 30, mostly white, crew members survived. Decker says he hopes an underwater forensic investigation leads to some answers. Decker says UCHART is a sister organization to the Wrangell Mariners Memorial, which honors people who've died at sea. He's also a board member of Friends of the Museum, which will eventually help rehome the bell at the museum.
I think it's really important to recognize the fact that we're all in kind of the same game, is that we're trying to preserve the memory of the history of Wrangell and the significance to our community.
Decker says that Wrangell's history goes back hundreds of years, and the stories that UCHART is uncovering at sea will help enrich the local museum. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.